My Life Today, July 29, Walk in the Way of Good Men, Recreation and Amusements. Walk in the way of good men, and keep the paths of the righteous. There are modes of recreation which are highly beneficial to both mind and body. An enlightened, discriminating mind will find abundant means for entertainment and diversion from sources not only innocent, but instructive. Recreation in the open air, the contemplation of the works of God in nature, will be of the highest benefit. While we are seeking to refresh our spirits and invigorate our bodies, we are required of God to use all our powers at all times to the best purpose. We may associate together as we do here today, from an address given at an outdoor recreational gathering at Gogwak Lake, Michigan, and do all to the glory of God. We can and should conduct our recreations in such a manner that we shall be fitted for the more successful discharge of the duties devolving upon us, and that our influence shall be more beneficial upon those with whom we associate. Especially should it be the case upon an occasion like this, which should be of good cheer to us all, we can return to our homes improved in mind and refreshed in body, and prepared to engage in the work anew, with better hope and better courage. We believe that it is our privilege every day of our lives to glorify God upon the earth, that we are not to live in this world merely for our own amusement, merely to please ourselves. We are here to benefit humanity, to be a blessing to society. We here behold the beauties of nature. As we behold these works of nature, we should let the mind be carried up higher to nature's God. Let it be elevated to the Creator of the universe, and then adore the Creator who has made all these beautiful things for our benefit and happiness. We must take periods of rest, periods of recreation, periods for contemplation.